Welcome back to Well, That's Interesting. The thing stuck in the first guy, that wasn't his fault, but the thing stuck in the second guy, that was totally his fault. Edition.
This is definitely about butt stuff. This is, I don't even have time to scream. I sense the butt stuff here. I mean, it's got to be one out of two at least.
Your butt stuff gauge is tingling.
So hard. Oh my God. Yeah.
It's not quite butts, but something is stuck in someone, obviously.
I see.
Are you disappointed it's not butts?
No. I'm more so disappointed in myself for not thinking of any other possibility.
Well, I mean, it's this podcast.
That's true.
I'm shocked it's not butts.
Yeah, so, that's fair.
So today is in-betweeny 082, 4-inch piece of cement found in heart.
What? No.
Yeah, and a spoon stuck in esophagus for a year.
Oh my God, you guys.
Whoa. Her hands are in her face, and it's only like a minute and change in. That's great. That's a new record.
We're just living with spoons in our bodies.
Yes.
That's where we're at.
Yes.
That's where we are. Was this recently?
Yes, it was.
Okay. That explains it. We're all going through something, and this person went through something with a spoon in their body. So.
Oh, we have a backstory. We have a backstory.
Okay. I'm here. I'm listening. Let's do it.
You ready?
Yes.
Well, I'm Jill Chacha, and I am with the very ready Marissa Riley.
That's me. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm so excited.
Yeah. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the flock.
Welcome.
Dr. Riley here comes in cold and learns everything in real time, just like you.
It's true. I had no idea what we were going to talk about today, and now that I do... Man, my thoughts and prayers just go out to these people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just living their lives with this crap.
In them.
In them. It sucks.
Yes, my friends. Today we're back at it. That is finding things you don't usually find inside people.
Good times.
Yeah. So it just happens to be Easter Sunday too. So think of this as like an Easter egg hunt of sorts.
Oh, God.
I know.
Oh.
Okay. It just happened that way.
So. I mean, I love it, but at the same time, like, oh, society.
Oh, man.
What have we done?
Yeah, today we have not one, but two instances of a patient whose chest pain and difficulty breathing led to x-rays revealing discoveries so unbelievable they made their way into medical journals and onto the show.
Wowee.
Yeah, I know.
Wowee.
So I think I hyped it up enough. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
I guess we should begin. And to do so, we need to travel back in time just a few months to the fall of 2021.
No thanks. What a year. What a garbage year.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised this happened in that garbage year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it tracks.
Yeah.
So we're also standing at the doors of the ER at Yale University School of Medicine.
Oh. Sorry. Also.
In New Haven, Connecticut. We all know Yale. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Now.
Same.
It's here a 56-year-old man wandered in after experiencing 2 days of labored breathing and pain on the right side of his chest that was so intense. According to a study published in the October issue of the New England Journal of Medicine, the pain had radiated into his jaw and shoulder.
Oh,
it was just...
My God. Thumping. That makes me think of period cramps.
Mm.
Like, technically, they just happen in your uterus, but you can feel them
God.
Everywhere.
Yes.
You can feel them in your legs. Sometimes you can feel them in your torso.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can just feel it throbbing in all kinds of different places. So
totally.
I realize that is not at all what's going on with him. He's not having a period in his heart, but...
It's in the chest area. Upper chest area. Super intense. Now, this wasn't the first time our patient came to this hospital. Just a week prior, he had undergone a kyphoplasty for a vertebral compression fracture.
Okay.
Mm, so what the fuck is a kyphoplasty?
Yes.
And what in God's name is a vertebral compression fracture? I mean, it sounds terrible, and it is, but don't worry. We got you. We can explain.
Let's do it.
Okay, Dr. Marissa, I thought we could tag team describing what our patient initially went through and what these things are based on our source, the National Institutes of Health.
Sounds like a party.
Yeah, sounds yes. Just a heads up, this may sound, you know, a little graphic, but
that's
here
okay.
We
yeah. like graphic mm-hmm. here at Well, That's Interesting. It's our favorite.
Oh, God. Here we go.
All right, let's do it. Okay, a quote,
I know, it's a hard one.
I got this. A vertebral compression fracture is a very painful condition in which part of the spine or vertebra collapses into itself, often as a result of osteoporosis or bone weakening. Yikes.
Yeah. Kyphoplasty is used to treat compression fractures in the spine. The procedure, also called balloon kyphoplasty, is done in a hospital or outpatient clinic. There you may be given a local anesthesia where you're awake but unable to feel pain.
Okay.
You may also receive some sweet, sweet drugs to help you relax and feel sleepy.
Excellent.
There is also the option to be completely out under general anesthesia, but either way, for us right now, it's imagination time. Take it away, Dr. Marissa. What should we be picturing? What is the actual procedure?
I would love to talk about it. All right. After laying face down on a table, the healthcare provider cleans the area of your back and applies medicine to numb the area. A needle is placed through the skin, fun, and into the spine bone. Real-time x-ray images are used to guide the doctor to the correct area in your lower back.
Gross. A balloon is placed through the needle, into the bone, and then inflated.
Wow.
This restores the height of the vertebra. Cement is then injected into the space to make sure it does not collapse again. Now, all of this, again, was based on our source, the National Institutes of Health. And you've probably got a lot of questions about that last part.
I do. Yeah. I do. First of all, why cement? I feel like we've developed all kinds of cool plastics. And if there's one time to use plastic, it's in your body. But like also just tons of materials. Why cement?
Yeah.
But also the balloon situation is fucking cool.
That's
man.
Pretty cool.
I love anytime they use a balloon in like body procedures. I've heard of it another time. It's escaping me why. But it's so, I think it's in your ear, but
whoa.
It sounds, yeah.
Well, you're beaming, so you feel like you like balloons. That's really cute.
Oh, it's in the nose. It's in your nose.
It's
anyways,
in your nose.
Okay, sorry.
Nose balloons.
Nose balloons.
I'm gonna Google that.
Yes, very, as a doctor, you can take my word for it.
Nose balloons, got it. Okay. So yeah, cement, let's talk about it. In this case, in this procedure, it's not the same shit that's holding up buildings.
Okay, good.
It's similar, but not quite. It's called polymethyl methacrylate.
That sounds better for your body.
Yeah.
A bunch of terrible words sounds better for your body. It sounds more clinical.
Yeah. Polymethyl methacrylate medical cement. And it's been used in the medical field to fix joints for over 50 years. So put a pin in that for a moment.
Okay.
Okay. Now, our patient had some of this cement injected into his L5 vertebra. And you're going to love the L5 because it's located right where people get tramp stamps.
Oh, good times.
Yeah, so you'll never forget where the L5 is. So, Dr. Marissa, where is the L5 located?
Tramp stamp!
That's right. Perfect.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. So, via Rachel Rettner over at livescience.com, I'm happy to report, quote, kyphoplasty is generally considered safe. Less than 2% of people undergoing the procedure experience a complication, end quote.
Nice. That's a pretty good, those are good odds.
At 2%, the odds are definitely in your favor, but that's not why we're here today.
Of course not.
I'm Dr. Marissa. I thought you could do us a solid and tell us about a few of those rare complications which were discovered over the 50 years of use.
I would love to talk about, well, I'm a little nervous to talk about it, but I would love to talk about it. All right, according to Johns Hopkins University, quote, the risks of kyphoplasty include infection, bleeding, increased back pain, tingling, numbness, or weakness because of nerve damage, pass, allergic reactions to chemicals used with x-rays to help guide the doctor. Mm-hmm. And finally, cement leaking out of position. Mm-hmm. End quote. Mm-hmm. The mm-hmm. last one stressed me out.
Yes.
That sounds like when people's boob jobs leak.
Yeah.
And everything is ruined.
That's right. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, Dr. Marissa, you said the magic words. Now, that day when the kyphoplasty was performed, all went well. Oh, and it seemed like our patient was going to be one of the 98% who sailed through.
But of course not.
No, unfortunately, someone is going to end up falling into that 2%.
Yeah.
My friends, I've buried the lead long enough. Brace yourself, okay?
Okay.
Now, about a week later, as you remember, our patient arrived at Yale's ER with trouble breathing and some serious chest pain.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors were aware of his recent kyphoplasty, so they didn't waste any time looking for what they expected. An X-ray and CT scan was performed, and Jesus, my friends, there it was. A long, thin, foreign body had pierced the upper right chamber of his heart and long enough to puncture his lung.
Oh my God, you guys.
Yes.
You guys, we can't do this.
Yeah. Hands and face.
We can't do this.
Hands and face. Second time.
I can't, because I know I'm going to need this procedure like tomorrow with my terrible spine chambers.
Spine chambers. It's a great name for vertebra.
I know, right?
Spine chambers.
My spine chambers are feeling weak. I hate myself. But yeah, I know I'm going to need a procedure like that tomorrow. And I can't live my life with cement floating around, puncturing my shits.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't do it.
Okay. We'll see what we can do. I'm sure there's options.
Okay.
You don't believe me at all.
No. I want something soft.
Okay. Well,
so it can bob around my organs like a, what are the bumper cars? They're all just gently plopping into each other like puppies. Tumbling against one another.
I like this description.
This description has gone far. I forgot what we were talking about. Back to the pod.
Okay. So, where I lost my place in my notes. So, what happened exactly, you may be asking? Well, over those few days, the cement had leaked from the bone in his lower back into his veins.
Great.
Where it took their shape, hardened, and essentially became an embolism or an obstruction in his arteries.
Okay. Now, I hate this. I think you know. I think our listeners know that I hate this. But I will say that's pretty fucking cool that it has the ability to leak into veins and turn into vein shapes.
Yeah.
That is insane.
It's completely insane.
We need to figure out a new material to put in there.
Sure.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really cool.
It's pretty neat. When it traveled to his heart, that's when it had difficulty passing through. So, Dr. Marissa, please tell us, what the fuck did doctors do next?
Let's talk about it. All right. From livescience.com, quote, the man underwent emergency heart surgery where they removed the cement embolism, which measured 4 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! It's the length of like a finger, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. Okay, back to the quote. Doctors then repaired the tear in his heart. The man had no complications from surgery, and a month later, he was nearly recovered. The NEJM said, end quote. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. That is absolutely all better.
Solved.
Absolutely the best case scenario after finding cement in a heart.
Yeah.
That's definitely. And I'm even happier to say, yes, there is a 14-second video of doctors pulling out that 4-inch piece. And would you like to see it, Dr. Marissa?
This is the one time where I was like, I didn't even think about the possibility of a video.
Yeah.
But I do.
Yeah, let's do
it.
Awesome. Yeah, because they set up recording equipment because this is the kind of stuff for the record books.
I would too.
So if any member of the flock would like to watch along, you can search NEJM, New England Journal of Medicine, Cement in Heart 2021. It's a free article, so that's nice.
Good times.
That's how I found
those. Those are hard to find these days.
We'll also have screenshots over at our social media stuff, so come on by. It is open heart surgery, so heads up.
Yeah. For the squeamish.
Yeah. But for us seasoned horror fans, this is actually really tame. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm bringing it up. Dr. Marissa, what do you see?
I see, I mean, open heart surgery. Yeah. I see.
You look so happy, actually.
So I this is so weirdly relaxing. I mean, I've swam with sharks, but like this is chill. It's a guy's chest and it's open, but it's not like you can see the guy. Mm. You just see kind of a zoom in of we've opened up on the heart. So I'm looking at a heart.
Yeah, looking at in a part body. Of the heart. Yeah. And hitting play.
Okay. Oh, it's beating. That's really cool. Okay. So they're pulling this out. Is this it?
That's it.
Oh, cool. It's like, it almost looks like a string.
Yeah.
It's like, it looks like a clear string. His heart looks great, by the way.
Great looking heart.
Great looking heart. Very pink. Yeah. But yeah, from the side, they kind of pulled out what looked like fishing line.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, it's just like, and it's 4 inches long. And they pull it out with some little tweezers, and then someone grabbed it and pulled it out.
Yoink.
Yoink. Like a, almost like a splinter.
Yeah,
that's kind of a heart. That's a song. That is a bad song.
That is a bad song and a great poem.
Pretty much.
Okay, so yeah, happy ending there. And after the break, drunken bets and bar fights.
Good times.
That's right. We are switching gears, but don't worry. Stuff is still getting stuck in people.
Hell yeah.
And you won't believe how it got there in the next story.
Oh, no.
Yes. So please, stay tuned.
Please do.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. They both come in giftable boxes with savings up to $46 and free shipping for a limited time. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Hey everyone, Jill Chacha here from Well That's Interesting, and I am absolutely thrilled to tell you about Spotify for Podcasters. I use it, I love it, and it all started by downloading the free Spotify for Podcasters app, which has all the tools you need in one place to record and edit your masterpiece of a podcast. Spotify for Podcasters also distributes your show to all major platforms, so when you hit publish, your episodes will stream not only on Spotify, but I'm talking about the Apples, the Googles, Stitcher, Good Pods, the other ones. You get the idea. And you can monetize your podcast with no minimum listenership required. You could also set up monthly subscriptions and record ads just like this one. So what are you waiting for? Download Spotify for Podcasters today and start changing the world. Oh, and please, stay interesting. And we're back.
We are so back.
We're so back. And my friends, I think you'll agree with me on this. You haven't really lived until you regret something done in a drunken stupor.
I mean,
yeah.
By those terms, I have lived so hard.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
I guess I was 17 and...
So, next episode. Yeah. So join me, will you, when the world was filled with a different kind of chaos, a simpler chaos, in 2018.
Wow.
I know.
5 million years ago.
Just about.
Simple times.
Simpler chaos.
We had no idea.
So, Now, we find ourselves once more at an emergency room.
Good times.
But this time around, we're at the Xinjiang Meikuang General Hospital in China.
Nailed it.
Fucking nailed it.
Nailed it.
Yeah. And if you've never been, don't worry, I got you. Imagine the expanse that is China.
You got it.
Now point to the very northwest.
Okay.
And voila, here we are watching a 26-year-old man whose surname is Yang stumble in, clutching his chest.
Oh, no.
Now, Dr. Yu Ziwu, director of the Ear, Nose, and Throat Department, told the local press Mr. Zhang was in a great deal of pain, complaining of soreness in his chest, and it felt as though something was blocking his airway.
Okay.
He was having a lot of difficulty breathing, basically.
Oh my god. Yeah.
So, now, like any good doctor, you asked, what has he been up to lately?
Yeah.
And Zhang flat out said he'd been in a fight and got punched in the upper chest.
I respect the honesty there. Yeah, I don't know if I could have been that. I would have said something like, I fell into a lamp.
Great choice.
Yeah.
Now, concerned about internal damage, they popped Zhang in front of an x-ray, and wouldn't you know it, the results produced an image I have never seen before in nearly 2 years of doing this show.
It's so excited.
It's so fucking clear as day what the problem is. Uh-huh. And Dr. Marissa, our ear, nose, and throat specialist, I'd love to show you that x-ray and hear your diagnosis.
The doctor is waiting.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do it. It's what you think it is. It is an x-ray of a person's chest, and then inside of it is a spoon. It's clear as day. It's a spoon. It's right down the middle between the ribs, right in the middle of the rib cage.
Yeah.
The spoon part of the spoon.
you got it.
The circles. What do you call it?
The top. Not the handle.
The dip of the I'm gonna stop talking. The circle part of the spoon. The
spoony part.
Is right. If you touch your like that little dip in your clavicle, that's right where the spoony part is.
Yeah.
Do you like all these medical terms I'm using? But yeah, it's a fucking spoon in a chest, guys.
It's fucking it's crazy. This will be on our social media stuff, so please come on by and look. It should be like a rock album cover.
It's so cool. You're right. It is so cool. You put some Helvetica over that shit. It is very, very cool.
Just called the Spoon.
The Spoon.
So,
yeah.
So you probably have a few questions about this. And luckily, I have a few answers that are on par for a guy who just got into a fist fight. Now, from Kelsey Cheng of the Daily Mail, quote, the 26-year-old man swallowed the spoon as part of a stunt during a drunken bet a year ago, according to the hospital in Xinjiang.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can he remember it? Did someone else? Okay, sorry. I'll let you finish the story. Sure. I already have questions.
Yeah. During the bet, the man said he could swallow the stainless steel spoon and then pull it back out using a string attached to the handle while intoxicated.
Wow.
However, the stunt didn't go as planned and he couldn't get the spoon back out. End quote.
Okay, so then he just went on with his life?
You got it.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
Yeah. Yeah.
Zhang.
Yes. Yeah, I don't...
Mr. Zhang, I don't know how to refer to this person, but
yeah,
Zhang, look.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like any 25-26-year-old, after swallowing a spoon but not feeling any pain, he was like, nah, this wasn't a problem. So he just
I get it. Okay, and when you put it in those terms, there's something that happens in your 20s where you just like ignore a health problem and then it goes away. It does not keep happening like that in your 30s.
No,
if
it does
you
not.
Ignore it in your 30s, it turns into a bigger infection in a weirder place. And so you got to be on it. You got to be on it. But in your 20s, it just goes away.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Yeah.
Except for now.
Yeah. The spoon did not go away. It was just there. And for the next year, he went about his days eating and drinking and talking somewhat normally with his spoon in his throat.
Cool.
So until that fateful day when he got punched. And it turns out that punch dislodged the spoon, causing it to shift just enough to finally cause a problem.
Oh, God.
Now, Dr. Marissa, Please tell us, according to Caroline Redmond of allthatsinteresting.com, what was the doctor's reaction after taking the x-ray? What did they see when examining Zhang in with an endoscope? And what steps did they take next?
First of all, endoscopes are really cool. It's the tiny camera that you put down. Okay, sorry. I've done it before. It's very...
Cool.
It's very cool. It's very uncomfortable. Okay. Quote, I was very surprised, Yu Ziwu said in the statement, quote, I have never encountered a similar patient. Once examined with an endoscope, the spoon in all its mucus-covered glory was discovered. Mm-hmm. The man's body had formed a cocoon of mucus around it. Incredible. The team of doctors was quick to remove the spoon before an infection could set in. According to the statement from the hospital on October 22nd, three doctors performed a two-hour procedure to safely remove the spoon. During the procedure, Mr. Zhang was placed under general anesthesia, and the utensil was removed via metal forceps down his throat and through his mouth. My throat hurts. Yeah. I also have like a cold, but like my throat really hurts just thinking about this. Oh, God. Yeah. Okay. Continuing the quote, the procedure was considered fairly risky as doctors feared potential complications such as esophageal tears, mm-hmm. so esophageal tears, perforation, hemorrhage, and infection, end quote. Wow. I didn't realize there were such deep complications with pulling. I mean, of course there are.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize, like, I just assume people pull Legos out of, like, people's chests all the time because kids swallow shit.
Yeah.
But, like, that's intense.
So intense.
Also, the covering with mucus.
Oh, yeah, we're going to see it.
That's so... Oh, no! I love it. I'm so pumped.
So first, I am happy to report, after a year of being lodged in his throat, the 8-inch spoon... Yes, 8 inches,
fuck,
20 centimeters, was removed successfully. Ugh. A round of applause.
Yes. Well done. Well done, team.
And yes, I'm also happy to report I have a photo of it.
Thank God.
Here it is, something no one asked for, an 8-inch spoon from someone's throat.
Oh, my God. Ew.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she's leaning in. Okay. Isn't that gross?
That is just so, all this goo right here.
Yeah.
So, okay, so imagine a spoon covered in, like, a weird, oh, my God, I can't look at any. Can you, like, change?
Scroll up.
Can you move it? Yeah. I've never done that on the history of, well, that's interesting. But it was a spoon covered in greenish-yellow goo.
Yep. Yeah, that was, for some reason, that was more brutal than the open-heart surgery, and I don't know why.
I don't know why either. Yeah. That is so disgusting. Yeah.
So, moving on, Doctors Wu wrapped up their statement to the press in the most parental way possible, saying, quote, don't be impulsive and do things that hurt you.
Yes. That's fair. That is a solid statement. Put it on a pillow.
Put it on a tote. Because foreign bodies that enter the esophagus or stomach can be life-threatening at any time, end quote. So, thank you, doctor.
Thank you.
Great advice overall. Now, if you're wondering if anything like this has happened before... Say it with me now.
Of course it has.
That's right.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Now, not to the scope, however. First place definitely goes to Mr. Zhang. But honorable mentions go to a woman who back in 2015 swallowed a 6-inch spoon while eating noodles, quote, too quickly.
How do you do that? How do you do that?
I think she, quote, like you said, walked into a lamp or something. Something else happened.
Yeah, you're lying. Yeah. I'm sorry. I've eaten every kind of food very quickly before. And I was able to every time, and drunkenly before. And every time I have not swallowed the spoon.
Mm. Good.
Thanks. So, I am proud.
Yeah. In the same year, what a year for spoons, 2015, a student swallowed an ice cream spoon measuring just over 5 inches when someone knocked into her.
Now, okay, I can see that. I can see that. That sucks.
Fucking bad day at school. At school.
Terrible day at school.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the parents? Oh, my God.
So I assume everyone is okay. It's just that... one student is now known as the Spoon Girl.
Oh.
Yeah. The end.
The end. So. Have you ever swallowed anything weird?
No, not that I... If anything, my mind blocked it out, but I have no recollection of swallowing anything.
Same. Yeah. What if we, like, blacked out 2 weekends ago and we both swallowed spoons? Oh, no!
Well, we'll look into it.
Okay.
We'll look into it. So I will get back to everybody. But in the meantime, thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Rating, subscribing, telling your friends about the 4-inch piece of cement found in that guy's heart. And yeah. The guy who swallowed a spoon.
Yeah. Watch your utensils.
Yeah. Don't,
be careful.
Don't do it on a bet. It's not going to work.
It's not worth it. Do something else.
Do something else dangerous.
Anything else. Yeah.
And please, stay interesting.
Please do.